Yep. Okay. Yeah, let's get started with the last session.
好，我们来最后的一段课程。
Just continuing on where we left off from, we were talking about the line, we got down as far as Abraham.
好，我们刚刚已经讲到亚伯拉罕，就是这个救世主，我们的拯救者要从这条线上面出生的这个应许，已经讲到亚伯拉罕。
And of course, the next one in the line is his son Isaac.
好，那之后呢，就是亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒所受到的应许。
And we have the verse there, like in Genesis 21:12, it says, "Through Isaac, your seed will be called."
好，在创世纪21:12呢，就说到，经过以撒，你的种子将会被呼召。
Yeah, and to be called, obviously that means that, you know, Jesus Christ will come into human history.And he is going to be the Savior. So the seed here, even again, in the, you see this, Genesis 21:12, modern King James Version, they capitalize the S again.
好，所以呢，在这个现代詹姆士国王版本的这个圣经中，依然呢，把这一句金句的那个种子 S-E-E-D, 好的 S 还是用大写的，因为他说的还是我们的拯救者耶稣基督。
It's interesting in the same verse here, we have that God is consoling or comforting Abraham. Remember, Abraham loved his first son, Ishmael, very much.
而在这一个经句前面呢，其实有讲到哈，就是神呢，对亚伯拉罕呢，安慰亚伯拉罕，好，就说他的另外一个儿子，以实玛利，还是会受到很好的照顾。那因为其实在这一句经句里就让我们理解到因为毕竟以实玛利是亚伯拉罕的第一个儿子他是非常爱他这个儿子的
Even though Ishmael was not born from his real wife Sarah it was still his firstborn son and one that he'd had at a very old age so Ishmael was very precious to him
因为以实玛利是虽然不是亚伯拉罕的真正的妻子这个撒拉所生但毕竟是亚伯拉罕年迈的时候得到了第一个儿子所以他是非常珍惜这个儿子的
But because Ishmael was not born from the true wife of Abraham obviously born from the slave woman and Ishmael would be an unbeliever as well he's not going to be in the line coming down from Adam down to Jesus Christ
而以实玛利呢因为他不是撒拉所生而是一个他们的仆人所生然后加上这个以实玛利后来也果然是不信神的所以神也知道这个因此整个未来人类的拯救者是不可能从以实玛利的这一支线上面诞生
yeah. Just like Jesus Christ was born from a miraculous birth so too would Isaac be born his birth really was miraculous
而就像耶稣基督他的诞生是一个奇迹而以撒呢他的诞生其实也是神所给的一个奇迹
Maybe you have this word here Now this is in John 3:16 We see talking about Jesus Christ having the They say the only born son Okay, this word here is monogenes This is the Greek word, right? And usually they translate this in John 3:16 As God's only born son Oh, only begotten. Yeah, I think that's how they use it in the English. Okay, so you can translate that.
好，在约翰福音3:16里面呢，这个原本是以希腊文写的圣经，上面他如果把它直接翻译过来呢，他就是说他是独生子。好。
Okay. Now, remember the proper translation of the word monogenes should be uniquely born son, not the only born son.
对，那重点是呢，这个。希腊文它真正的意思不是独生子，不是诞生的儿子，应该是一个独特而生的儿子。
Yeah, because Jesus Christ is not God's only born son.
因为耶稣基督不是神唯一的儿子。
We're all sons of God, like Galatians 3:26 says, we are sons of God.
因为我们都是神的儿子。
And we have passages like in Genesis 6, chapter 6, talking about the angels. They are sons of God as well.
而在创世纪第六章里面也常常提到那些天使们都是神的儿子。就那在第六章讲的神的儿子是讲的是那些天使们。
Yeah, so there's many sons of God in Scripture.
所以在圣经里面有非常多次，而且有非常多的人都被称为神的儿子。
Okay, so the word monogenes and a legitimate translation of monogenes is unique because the word mono means unique as well, and genes means to be born. So Jesus Christ is the uniquely born one.
所以呢，这个希腊文 monogenes 这个字呢，其实可以被翻成的是独特而生的孩子啊，独特而生。那这个耶稣基督，他的确是一个独特的状况下生出的。
See, Jesus Christ had a unique birth. He was born from the Virgin Mary. He was born by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit provided 23 of the chromosomes, for example.
而这个耶稣基督他的出生我们都很理解，他是经由这个处女玛利亚跟圣灵的一个受孕而生的。所以其实耶稣基督有23个染色体是从这个圣灵给予的，就是我们每个人有23对嘛，就是有23个父亲的，23个母亲的，但他只有人类的只有母亲的这边23个，所以还有另外23个是圣灵提供的染色体。
Jesus Christ could not have the genes provided by a male because remember Adam's original sin, now sorry, the sin nature, now we're talking about the sin nature comes down through the gene structure, the DNA of the male.
有趣的事情是，为什么耶稣不能够由他父亲约瑟那边得到另外23个染色体？是因为所有的罪性是跟着男性的基因而来的。
Yeah, not through the woman. See, the woman, they don't transfer the 23 chromosomes contaminated with the sin nature. The sin nature is in the chromosomes of the, in the sperm of the man.
女性的所提供的卵子里面的基因是不带着罪性的，是男性的这个精子所提供的这个23个染色体才有带着罪性。
That's why Jesus Christ could not be born from a man. He had to be born from the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么耶稣基督呢，他的这个受孕诞生不能经由男性的精子跟女性的卵结合，必须要由圣灵提供男性那边的23个染色体。
So that's another thing that makes the birth of Jesus Christ unique.
这又是另外一件让耶稣基督的诞生这么的独特的另外一个重要的事迹。
Well, what else made the birth of Jesus Christ unique?
还有什么事情让耶稣基督的诞生非常的独特呢？
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was born with the filling of the Holy Spirit. When he came into the world, he was born with the Holy Spirit.
哦，就是耶稣基督他出生的时候，他已经是圣灵充满。
See, as believers in Jesus Christ, we get the filling of the Holy Spirit when we're born again, meaning we're born spiritually.
而我们其他的人呢，什么时候才会圣灵充满？是当我们重生的时候，就是我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们才会变成圣灵充满。但是耶稣基督是出生的时候，他就是圣灵充满的。
Yeah, because you know, he was born, like born again, if it's like that. You know, he was born having this relationship with God.So he could have the filling of the Holy Spirit from birth.
因为耶稣基督他是经由圣灵而生的，所以他是在出生的时候就是得到了圣灵充满。
Okay, and also Jesus Christ was the God-Man. Remember in hypostatic union, remember that word, where you have the deity of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the eternal God, and then you have the humanity of Jesus Christ together in one person, the God-Man.
而另外一个神很耶稣基督很独特的就是呢，他是人神共体，啊，他是人神合一的状态，所以他生下来的时候就是人也是神。
So that makes him unique as well.
这也让他又有第三个很独特的状态。
Okay, and also you have all of these prophecies right from the time of human history, the beginning of human history, talking about the birth of Jesus Christ, where he would be born, and what family, from what descendants. All of these prophecies talking about the circumstances behind his birth. That makes him very unique as well.
还有呢，在从旧约的一路上哈的所有的这个先知的预言，一再的强调这一位我们将来的拯救者会是从在什么时候生，在什么地方生。在什么样状况生等等的所有的这些先知预言，这也让 耶稣的诞生变成非常的独特。
There's probably other factors that I'm forgetting about as well, but all of these things obviously make Jesus Christ unique. He's the only one who has been born under these circumstances.
还有很多很多的，我们这边就不再多赘言。但是很明显的就是神他耶稣基督的出生，很明显的是一个非常独特而生的状态。
And this word unique, you know, you have the word uni from Latin.And uni just means one, so it can only be one.
而且 unique 这个字呢，就是所谓独特，好的这个意思呢，就是代表是唯一的。
Yeah, like the word uni, you have, I don't know how you say it in Chinese, you know unicorns?
独角兽。
Yeah, okay, so you can see the word uni means one.
所以 unique 这个字就是独特的那个前面的 O-U-N-I, 意思就是说它只会有它这一个。
Yeah.
所以才会有那个什么独角兽的那个，因为它只有一只脚。
Okay, my mother was quite, we'd say, pedantic about her English and about how people use English. So she would always correct our English if we used it incorrectly.
那个 Tim 的妈妈呢是一个这个英文大概非常好的人，她对于她的周围的人讲英文讲的不对的时候，她都会去纠正。
And sometimes I might come home and mum would say, how was your day? And I'd say, oh, I saw this really unique thing or something very unique.
他说有时候他回家的时候呢，他妈妈问他说，哎，今天过得可好啊？他就跟他妈说，哦，我今天看到一个很独特的东西。
Okay, but in English, if you say really unique or very unique, it's not correct because something is either unique or it's not. You don't have levels of uniqueness.
哦，他用的那个词是非常独特，好，但是他说，但是对英文来讲，独特就已经是完全的独特了，你不需要加上 very 那个非常。
Yeah, the word unique is only useful, really. It can only be used properly when it's by itself. You can't stick other adjectives to it.
好，所以呢，他就要解释，就是这个独特这个字 unique 这个字呢，是绝对不可能再加其他的形容词或副词，因为它本身就已经非常独特。
And like for Jesus Christ, we wouldn't say his birth was very unique or quite unique. It just, you know, because there's nothing that compares to it.
所以就像耶稣基督他的这个出生，他你绝对不能说、哦、非常独特的出生，或者是相当独特的出生，因为这些词对他都已经没有意义了，他就是独特的。
Okay, and so that's what comes out in this word monogenes, where they usually translate the only begotten son, but must be translated.The uniquely born Son of God.
好，所以这个在约翰福音三章十六节所提到的耶稣的诞生，我们一定要把它翻译成独特而生的儿子。
Now, this word monogenes is almost unique in the Bible. If it was unique, it would appear one time in the Bible, but it actually appears four times in the Bible.
但是呢，这个独特而生的这个词呢，在圣经里出现了四次。
And three of those times are referring to Jesus Christ.
三次呢是在特别提到耶稣的诞生的时候讲到的。
Yeah. Well, actually, no, sorry, they're outside of those four cases I'm talking about, there are a couple of other cases where you have people using monogenes to mean only born son. So you have one person coming to Jesus Christ, and I think he uses this term, his son is sick, and he says, he's my only born son. In that case, it's a legitimate translation.
好，就是要当作独特而生的机会呢，在这个圣经里有四次，因为其他还有一些时候用到同样这个字，但那个时候就是有一个人不是来跟他说他唯一的儿子生病了，要求耶稣来救他儿子嘛？那那个时候也是用了这个 monogenic， 但是那个时候应该要翻成。我唯一的儿子，而不能说独特而生的儿子。
So again, like every word in the Bible, you have to look at the context and see how should it be translated.
好，所以我们在读圣经的时候，就是读就算是读希腊文或者是希伯来文的，也都是要看它的前后的故事，才能知道它怎么样才是最正确的翻译。
Yeah, but we do know that to say only born son of Jesus Christ is not right because God does have many sons who were born from God.
所以我们不该把它翻译在讲到耶稣基督的出生不能翻译成独生子，因为他真的神有非常多的孩子。
Yeah, and obviously his birth was unique. So unique is really the only translation we have for that in that
passage. 我们一定要把它翻译成独特而生的儿子，因为耶稣基督的出生真的非常独特。
Okay. Now, three times the word monogenes should be translated as unique for Jesus Christ, and then there's one time for Isaac, and that's in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17.
好，所以呢，我们刚刚讲到说要翻译成独特而生的儿子呢，一共有四次，三次是在讲耶稣基督，另外那一次呢，就是在讲以撒的出生，这在希伯来书的11章第17节。
Here we're talking about Isaac, and the same Greek word, monogenes, has been used for the birth of Isaac.
好，所以在这个经节里面呢，特别讲到以撒的出生哦，也是独特而生的。
Actually, we'll just open up the Bible here and we can read through it. Okay, so by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and that he received the promises, offered up, and here it says, his only begotten son. But in the Greek, you can see the word monogenes here. Can you put a ring around that, Ben?
好，我们看哦，这个希伯来书11章17节，他说亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。他已经领受了神的应许，却愿意将自己这边的独生儿子献上。其实这个时候就应该要翻译成独特而生的儿子。
Okay, and we know that Isaac was not the only born son of Abraham.
因为我们知道亚伯拉罕的儿子不是只有以撒这一个。
Because obviously Ishmael came first, and then after Sarah died, Abraham got married again to Keturah, and then had 7 more sons.
因为你看，我们都知道那个除了以撒之前有以实玛利，而且当撒拉去世之后呢，亚伯拉罕又结婚，又生了七个儿子。
Okay, so here is the proper translation for Isaac now should be, this was Abraham's uniquely born son. He was the child of a miracle.
所以这个地方就是应该要翻译成这是亚伯拉罕独特而生的儿子，因为他的出生的确是一个奇迹。
Okay, so let's go back to the presentation here. Okay, so here again, if you remember, Abraham loved his son Ishmael very much, and he was probably hoping that Ishmael would be the son of the promise.
要了解就是其实亚伯拉罕非常非常爱以实玛利，所以他其实会希望以实玛利是他的这个应许的那个主要的那一条线的孩子。
But that was impossible because Isaac was going to represent Jesus Christ, and there's many analogies, many comparisons between the relationship between Abraham and Isaac and the relationship between God the Father and God the Son.
而这个要以实玛利为来承接这个应许是不太可能的，因为其实有很多值得来对比的是亚伯拉罕跟以撒的关系跟 God and
Jesus Christ
神跟耶稣基督的关系。
Yeah. Jesus Christ in his humanity was born from the Holy Spirit and from we can say like a pure woman. That was Mary. She was a virgin, obviously.
好，像耶稣基督的诞生，他是从这个童贞玛利亚。
And from the Holy Spirit, you said that as well, right?
跟经由圣灵受孕而生的耶稣基督。
Whereas Ishmael, the firstborn son, he was born out of disbelief. Because Abraham and his wife, Abraham did not believe. And with Sarah, they were scheming. You know, how can we have this child that God has promised us?
而以实玛利的诞生却是来自于不信。
Yeah, so Ishmael was sort of born out of disbelief.And from a slave woman, that doesn't represent God's plan at all.
所以以实玛利的诞生是来自于不相信，而且是来自一个奴仆，这绝对神来讲是不行的。
Yeah. And it's interesting, actually, in Islam, every year, it's around about October, I think, they have this festival they call El Haid. And that's where they celebrate Abraham sacrificing his son. So in Muslim countries, I saw this in India one time, they go out and they kill these bulls, goats and bulls and things. But they believe that Abraham, see they have Abraham as part of their culture, that Abraham sacrificed Ishmael, not Isaac. See, the Quran is very evil, right? It twists the whole story around.
那个听说哈，就可兰经里面啊，把整个故事全部都改了。他把那个就是 亚伯拉罕去献祭以撒的故事改成是亚伯拉罕去献祭以实玛利。
Yeah, and they believe that because Abraham was faithful and sacrificed or tried to sacrifice Ishmael, that's why Isaac came along, because this, Allah saw that Abraham was offering up the sacrifice of Ishmael and then gave him Isaac. So that's what the Quran says.
哦，然后呢，可兰经里面甚至说呢，因为阿拉就是他们的神哦，看到了亚伯拉罕献祭以实玛利，所以他觉得他的信心很够，所以才给了他另外一个儿子以撒。
Yeah, but I did see one written report that even Muslim scholars themselves, sometimes they argue about this, because some scholars say, well, maybe we should look at the Bible. So even in Islam, they argue about that.
那其实那个伊斯兰教的有一些学者们，他们其实都不太相，也会有不相信这个他可兰经的说法。他们甚至说，我们是不是该看看圣经
？Yeah, and the other thing in the Quran, it also says that God made the covenant about the salvation through Ishmael, not through Isaac as well. So that, again, they swap it over.
而且呢，可兰经甚至也讲说呢，那个整个未来的救赎者。
Yeah, so they're saying that the promise of like the savior or words of the prophet will come through the son of Ishmael.
他们就是可兰经里面呢，也特别把它也是把它给扭曲了，说整个人类救拯救者的这个应许啊，将会从以实玛利这条线诞生。
Yeah, because remember from Ishmael you have the 12 Arab tribes. See, God still blessed Abraham through Ishmael. He did actually promise. He said, I will bless Ishmael because of you, Abraham. And he gave him like these 12 great tribes, the Arab tribes.
而且的确哈，这个神有对亚伯拉罕说，以实玛利这个儿子也会得到很多的祝福。所以后来阿拉伯的12个部落，他们那个种族啦，12个部落也是从以实玛利这一条线上面产生的。
Yeah, and then Muhammad, the prophet, came down out of those tribes. So Muhammad is a descendant of Ishmael.
而那个穆罕默德呢，也是在这个12个这个部落中的一个部落中所出生的，所以那个穆罕默德也是以实玛利的子孙。
Yeah, and remember it was to Muhammad in the desert where this evil angel calling himself Gabriel came down and said, oh, actually, God says he wants to change the Bible. We have a new plan now.
而且他们在那可兰经里面还讲到那个天使啊，有下来跟穆罕默德说，这个将来的就是会改变计划，会将来的救世主的出生会改变。
They even change the name of God. It's like, well, God doesn't want to be called Elohim or Jehovah anymore. Let's call him Allah.
而且他们甚至在心里面说，这个上帝的名字呢，也不想要再叫做原来的约和华了，他想要被叫阿拉。
Yeah, and Muhammad believed him, of course.
然后穆罕默德显然相信了。
And the rest is history.
然后就改变了一些历史。
Okay, but yeah, don't forget the Bible actually warns us against the Arabs and against the deceit of the Muslim religion. We're actually warned about that, right? You know, hundreds of years before Islam came into existence.
而不要忘记哦，在伊斯兰的这个教派出现之前的几百年，神就已经来警告我们会有这些事情，会有伊斯兰就是阿拉伯人他们会来篡改这个历史的状态。
But God did reaffirm to Abraham and is confirming to Isaac as well that through the line of Abraham and Isaac and then Jacob, the seed will come, that Jesus Christ will come through this line.
而上帝呢就有特别对亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各说，这个未来的这个种子就是我们的救赎者会从你们这条线诞生。
Yeah, so we'll believe the Bible, and if the Muslims want to believe their Quran, that's up to them, but they'll have to face the consequences for that.
所以我们相信我们的圣经，而他们伊斯兰人要去相信可兰经的话，那是他们的决定，而他们当然就会接受，将会接受将来有的后果。
But if you do get a chance to evangelize with a Muslim, often that's a good starting point to talk about. Is, you know, do you know what the Quran says about Ishmael and Isaac? And then if they're objective enough, you can sit down and you could say, well, actually, the Bible, the Old Testament, which was written 2,000 years before the Quran, says this. And then you could give them the information.
所以呢，将来如果我们有机会哈，跟穆斯林的人碰面，还有机会，他们愿意跟我们讨论的话，你可以告诉他，就是圣经是比可兰经要 早两千年前写的。所以圣经上怎么写的呢？让我们告诉你。
There was this verse here. So just to give you the verse about the blessing that was given to Ishmael. This is Genesis 17:20-21.
在创世纪十七章二十到二十一节呢，有这个神对以实玛利的这个祝福。
It's like God, you know, he knew what was going to happen in the future, so he needs to really confirm to make sure we're not going to be deceived, I guess. What do you call it? It's like, you know, it's sort of really reaffirming.
It's like a warning.
It is like a warning.
所以在这里呢，最有对这个以实玛利这一条线将来会有的祝福，他在那边说出来了，但是也同时给了我们一个警告，就是将来会发生的一些事情。对。
Yeah.I guess it emphasizes the word I'm looking at. You know, God is emphasizing the line is coming through Isaac.
所以他的最重要的这两节经句其实是在要这个强调未来的这个这条线是会从以撒这边来传承的。
Abraham was saying, well, what's going to happen to my son now that Isaac is in the line? What's going to happen with Ishmael, my beloved son?
所以亚伯拉罕会问说，哦，那这条线会从以撒这边传承，那到底我的孩子以实玛利会怎么样？
And this is what he says. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. And the word, the name Ishmael actually means God hears. That's what it means.
而以实玛利这个名字啊，就是说，就是我听到你了。
And God says to Abraham, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers. That's the 12 tribes. And I will make him into a great nation. But, and I've emphasized it here, my covenant I will establish with Isaac.
There is a but, but in Chinese there is no but.
Let's check the Hebrew. But okay, let's just go back. 17:20-21.
你知道我们的中文翻译常常把一些介系词都省略。
In the Hebrew, they've got the ver here. So that's, you often they can say and. Because it sticks together, they put the conjunction with the main verb.
But, but and and is the same conjunction, right?
That's right, it's the same with ver. But here it's a contrast, so it should be but. You have、right. to translate it but.
因为那个希伯来文的那个以及就 and 和但是 but 是用的同一个介词，所以常常那个在中文的翻译里面就把它翻成，就当作不用翻，因为他搞不清是哪一个的时候。但这个地方是其实有一点点反向的说法，所以其实应该要用这个但是来讲。所以这边就是说，以实玛利啊，我也听到你了，我必赐福与他，使他昌盛，后裔极其繁多，他必生十二个族长，我也要使他成为大国。但是明年这个时候，撒拉必给你生以撒，我必要他坚定所立的约。
Okay, now that's all we have time for today.
好，我们今天大概只能讲到这了。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for your word of truth, which reveals many things about you and your plan.
感谢天父给我们所有的话语，能够将你的计划。还有你对智慧给予我们。
And that we can understand all the applications in order that we can use the information in our own lives.
而且我们希望呢，我们所学到的东西呢，我们都能够真正在生活中应用。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.